today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Who can you take with you? One thing we have in common is the need to interact with others. I have the opportunity each day to observe people as they interact with one another. I'm amazed at how easy people allow others into their inner circle. I am shocked at times at the influence some have over others. I used to live a lifestyle that made me very cautious about who I hung out with, who I allowed to influence me, and who I allowed to be in my inner circle. I was very concerned about who I was seen with. Today, as I observe people and those they allow to get close to them, I always find myself asking these questions. How well do they know them? How close have they allowed them to get? Can they trust them to keep the words they share with them? Can they trust them not to share what they see? Will they embrace the change they witness? When you accepted Christ in your life, did people you called your friends look up to you or down on you? You have to be very careful about who you allow in your inner circle. Everyone you meet is not ready for the success that is coming your way. Everyone you allow to be around you is not ready to cross the hurdles in your life with you. What will they do when you are on the stage and they are in the crowd? Will they applaud you? Jesus hung out with 12 men who he called disciples and later apostles. These 12 men followed Jesus, and later he sent the 12 out. Out of the 12, he only led 3 up on a high mountain apart by themselves. You can't take everyone with you. In Mark chapter 9, verse 2, it records, "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and he led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he transfigured before them." Transfigured is from a Greek word meaning to change in form or to be transformed. In some inexplicable way, Jesus allowed these 3 to see some of his glory while Moses and Elijah appeared before him. In Mark chapter 9, verse 9, it records, "Now as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one these things or the things that they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead." These 3 got the opportunity to see and hear things the other 9 did not. These 3 got to see the divine glory emanating from Jesus that made even his clothing shine in radiant, brilliant white light. The 3 he allowed to be in his inner circle were told not to share this event until the time was appropriate. They kept what they saw and what they heard to themselves as they were asked. What about the people you interact with? What about the people you share your plans with? What about the people you allow in your intimate space? What about the people you call your friends? Do they keep the things to themselves that you share with them? Do they share your conversations with others when asked not to do so? Have you made the decision as to who can go up on the high mountain to be with you? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.